Well, we've had a group in, we've had an extended panel in, and we're very pleased with our preparations. And I suppose we had eight who were involved with the Cork Under 17s. So for that reason, we've always had to make sure we've had significant numbers in training where we overlapped with the 17s, if you know what I mean. So we had an extended squad in, and we're very happy with that squad. The only difficulty with us, obviously, is that when you come to naming a 24, it's obviously very difficult because guys who've put in a huge amount of work and a huge commitment, unfortunately, you know, not everybody's going to make the 24. And, you know, we've made that cut in the last week or so.
Okay. It's great to hear you have those 17s players, especially after their recent success. But how many players then, Dennis, have you from last year's panel and team indeed?
Last year, we have four who would have played some part in the championship. Three guys who were regular starters, Joe Collins, our goalkeeper, and Sean O'Leary Hayes, who's our captain this year, his fullback last year, and Evan Sheehan. And other guys who would have played a part last year would be John Geary and Brian Buckley as well.
Okay.
Ross Howell from Douglas. And Brian Turnbull as well from Douglas, two guys from Douglas.
Excellent. So you've mentioned you're very pleased with preparations, Dennis. Obviously, I mentioned the under-17s and their success being a boost, I'd imagine, as well. What sort of work have you done, challenge game-wise and all that?
We've played a combination, I suppose, since the start of the year. We've played college teams and fresher teams and club sides. And as well as that, we've played inter-county challenges against the likes of Wexford most recently. And we've also played Dublin on a couple of occasions as well. Other Munster teams, in terms of practice matches, it's been difficult this year because the likelihood of the way the draw went, the possibility of playing each other was quite high in a number of instances. So the permutations and commutations meant it made it difficult to play actually other teams in Munster in particular. Our best games really have been against fresher teams, other college teams, and some senior club teams in the park itself.
Good stuff. Coming up against this Waterford side then, based on that, the fact that I suppose you didn't get to play them in a challenge perhaps, what do you know about them?
Well, I know them particularly well. I suppose I'm principal in school in Lismore.
Yes.
And there's six involved from that school, Blackwater Community School. So I know them quite well, and I suppose I know them as well from Waterford College's fixtures below. And also the fact we played Waterford in the championship as well last year. So there'd be an overlap of players from Waterford from last year as well. So we know Waterford quite well. And I know they were disappointed with their first game against Clare, but they were missing people that day. And I think I'd expect a different Waterford team playing against us next Wednesday evening.
Dennis, if you don't mind, just to, I suppose, reflect on last year and the disappointment against Tipperary with the semi-final defeat. One thing on the day that you said was, you know, the fact that you'd lost the physical battle with a second half disappointment in that game. Is it something you've focused on a little bit more this year to be better prepared physically?
Yeah, I think so, in terms of our personnel and so on. Look, to be perfectly honest with you, for 40 minutes of that game, we performed very well and outperformed Tip. In many instances, I think a lot of people possibly at that particular point in time weren't giving Tipperary maybe the credit they deserved because, you know, Tip went on to win a Munster final by, I think, 9 or 10 points, and they beat Galway by 16 points in the All-Ireland semi-final and won the All-Ireland comfortably. So, you know, hindsight is a great thing, but, you know, I think people underestimated how good that Tipperary team was last year, and they came very strong at us in the last quarter of the game in particular. Now, at one point, we were 6 points ahead of that team, so we take great encouragement from that in terms of how well the lads did play up to that particular point in time. But we would have felt that, look, we fell away in the last quarter of that game. A number of reasons for that, I think, was that we had four key players who, going into the game, had injuries that had restricted their preparation and training. And I think to a certain extent, a couple of those players went out of the game, which is understandable in a way, in the sense that they had been carrying injuries, they hadn't maybe been able to train as much as the rest of the team, and I think things like that came against us towards the end of it. But this year, we've had some injuries, but we've been quite lucky outside of that in terms of our preparation has been quite good. We'd be very happy with you know, we've Steve Lucchesi this year, strength and conditioning, who's built on the good work that Richie O'Leary had done last year. And we've spent a lot of work and time in the gym in Tyco, and, you know, we feel we're reaping the benefits from that. And I suppose one of the things we've done from that, we've paid more emphasis in terms of playing physical teams like fresher teams and senior club sides. Last year, maybe, you know, physically we found it difficult to compete with maybe some of the more aggressive sides. And this year, I think a lot of our preparation has been towards that. We've played like Mayfield in preparation for their All-Ireland Éireann Zone. We had a cracking game against Lynn Rovers Seniors last week or so. And, you know, the lads have really stood up very well physically to any challenges put to them to date. But they're only all challenge games. The real stuff starts now.
And how difficult will it be to pick your team, Dennis, or is that fairly settled at this stage?
Look, we're to be honest with you, the lads have made it very difficult for us to pick the team, which is great. It's a reflection on the level of competition, and in training, our training matches have been very tough and physical, which is great, because the more competition you have, the better. And they've made it very hard for us to pick on a team. But look, we have a team in place which we'll be naming on Monday morning. We'll be finalising things. We had a session now on Saturday morning to help conclude things from our own perspective. And look, we're very happy. We feel we have a very strong team to put out. On this occasion, there's a couple of guys coming back from injury who the match could have come a bit too soon for. And maybe on this occasion, may not be ready for it. But we'd be hoping that were we to get over this match, that they would be in contention.
Good stuff. Dennis, this is, you know, you've been involved since 2014, year on year, and even just hearing your I suppose, the way you've developed your preparation physically this year. Do you feel like you're better placed to go that step further this year, perhaps?
We are, to be honest with you. And you know, last year, as I said, as it transpired, we were the only team probably to give Tipperary a game. I know Liam Calhoun said that, and they ran out very convincing winners in that All-Ireland series. So we're not that far off the mark. And I suppose the prize for tomorrow night, or sorry, for next Wednesday night, is if we win, we're playing Tipperary in a Munster semi-final in Turles. Mm. So, you know, that's a great prize to be there if you were to win the match. And you could set up, if we were to be successful on Wednesday, a winner-takes-all battle in Turles against Tipperary in late June.
Well, look, Dennis, the very best luck to you Wednesday evening, starting off against Waterford anyway, and we look forward to it. I'll speak to you after the game there on Wednesday night, please God. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Lisa. Thank you.